You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a Friday, and dare I say, a football Friday. Good morning, 97.1.
They're all football Fridays from here on out. Greg's shaking his head like it can't possibly be. It is. We have Detroit Lions football tonight. It is a Friday. By definition, it's football Friday. Please argue.
I think even Heather's not sold. She doesn't have a chance to make picks and kick our ass this Friday, so...
Oh, that's ending. That's over.
Oh,
last year is over. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bring
yeah,
it on.
Sure. We'll see about that.
Is the trophy still...
It we'll
is.
See
it's
about
right
that.
It sure is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll see about that.
We will.
Right.
Picks will be back before you know it. Lions playing tonight. Good morning.
Can we start now?
Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. We'll have the cookie jar today. We'll check in with a Lions player at 6:35, corner Amik Robertson. Great interview. And wait to hear what his favorite movie is.
Yes.
We got to chuckle out of that.
I think we broke news to him.
We did. The joke went over his head, but
yeah,
you'll hear
it. He got it, yeah.
6:35. Let's start with the Lions, and then we'll get into the Tigers. They didn't play last night, so let's focus on the game tonight. Hendon Hooker's, what, fighting for a job, right?
Oh, there's no question he's fighting for a job. And when Kyle Allen gets in there later in the game, he's fighting for a job. It's there's a lot of other guys, but all the focus is going to be on Hendon Hooker.
He gets the start.
He was a third-round draft pick. He was hurt. We saw him briefly. We talked about Teddy Bridgewater at the end of the year.
He's not available now?
No. But there are other guys, Carson Wentz, that are available if he doesn't get the job done. And tonight, he gets the start. He's going to have the first 10 plays, first 15 plays, first drive scripted. And they've been rehearsing that, and every single scenario has been crafted for him and this offense to find success early in the game.
If he struggles, you do not sit around and wait till the end of the preseason to address backup quarterback.
You can't.
Don't be the last in line. You got a leg up by playing a game already. You'll have two games of tape. He's got to look a hell of a lot better than both how he looked in the Hall of Fame game and, to be honest, in practice. And, John, I say that as someone who hasn't seen every rep, but we have been out there numerous times.
Yeah.
I was talking to some of the beat writers. The last time we were out there, I said, okay, every time I watch, I'm not seeing it. And they said, you're not missing anything. He right. has not looked good since maybe very, very early in this offseason program. He needs a big spot tonight.
Well, and there were some positives coming out of last preseason when we saw him. Oh, well, he can move around, and that's where it kind of started. The, you know, I know Jamar and Westland, right? It's the mobility that he provides. He does have a strong arm, but can he operate this offense? It's much different. And I know we talked about Tennessee being a single read, and he's in his third year. If you've had plenty of time to sit and learn and process, and it's not for everyone. There's a lot of guys that have come out of college as very high draft picks that can't figure out how to play quarterback at an NFL level. And whether it's as a one, as a two, as a three, it doesn't matter. It's not an easy thing to do, and it's not for everyone. So we'll find out tonight, is he a guy that is showing progress? How much progress is kind of what the Lions, what we don't know. How much progress do they need to see in
him? If it's shades of gray, if it's not clear cut, like he looks not like a total disaster, but he throws a touchdown, maybe two, throws a pick, or you just don't see him full field reads, but he makes a couple wow plays and you're like, I don't know what to do with him. That's the no man's land. Because John, I do think his athleticism is a bonus, but I think this is often something we see with athletic quarterbacks. The willingness to just take off if the first read's not there rather than get to that third read, that second and then that third read. Let's see him process. Let's see him make plays within the offense and not have to do everything out of script.
And for a young player, when you know your job's on the line, like he does, and he admitted last week it was a 0 out of 10. You go in there, and all of a sudden, you're trying to win the job on every single play.
Yeah,
you're trying to have that wow moment. And hopefully he realizes he doesn't have to have the wow moment.
Correct.
All that we're looking for, and I'm sure all the Lions are looking for, same thing Brad Holmes told us when we interviewed him, is you've got to be able to go in there and operate the offense. You got to be competent in the offense and put us in the best play possible. If it's an unsuccessful play, which a lot of them are in the preseason, because you've got rookies, you've got not unproven players all over the place. But as a quarterback, if you put us in the right play, but it's somebody else's fault that it's not successful, you did your job.
When they drafted Hendon Hooker, it was kind of a polarizing pick. Goff had not been extended at the time. Some people thought Hooker had, first round grades before his injury.
I think if he wasn't hurt, somebody...
He would have gone before the third.
Oh, yeah. I think somebody would have taken him in the first.
I looked at it as insurance. Car insurance, home insurance, whatever it is. You hope to never use it, right?
Yeah.
You hope you don't get in a big wreck or your house catches on fire. You still want to make sure you have insurance, but if you never have to use it, that's great. What we're running into, though, is what kind of coverage do I have with Hendon Hooker? Is this going to be full replacement cost of the car? Probably not. Is it any replacement cost, right? That's what they're figuring out in the preseason, is if they don't trust him to play, and they didn't in the playoffs last year, if they don't trust him if Jared Goff goes down, then it's like you don't have insurance. Then there's no point in having him on the team, and then that's when we talk about practice squad or somebody else's roster. He's playing for a spot.
Yes, and I mean, so it's as basic as can he take a snap from center? Like, is there any CQ exchanges? And again, it doesn't have to be the quarterback's fault, but is there a CQ exchange? The handoff, the fakes, is he following through? And then obviously everybody wants to know the most important thing for a quarterback. Can you deliver the ball, him being point A, to receiver point B?
Because this offense is really quarterback friendly when you break it down. I mean, they've had a strong line for years. That's a question. But they've got playmakers. Gibbs, Montgomery, get it to LaPorta, get it to J-Mo, get it to St. Brown. I mean, they're going to have 4 to 5 high-end playmakers around the quarterback at all times. And, John, the quarterback's got to make those plays. Now, the other question for tonight. You heard in the update, we may see the rookies. What's your preference on Ratlitch and Tyleek Williams, who have been getting rave reviews in practice? Do you want to see them play tonight in the preseason?
Oh, Ratlitch, Mahogany. Yeah, they both need to. I still put Mahogany in that rookie category. Okay. You got to play him. And I think you have to play. You've got three opportunities now left to play him. And they'll get some great work in the scrimmages that they'll have with the Dolphins. But the last two games are at home. I want to see those guys on the road. I want them to be it's not going to be hostile, but it's not the friendly confines of Ford Field. It's not looking around going, well, there's a lot of Honolulu blue here. It is different. Games are different than practices. And even if it's a preseason game, road games are different than being at home. It's not going to be, I can't hear the quarterback. I would be shocked if they ever had to go silent clown in the preseason.
Right.
That's not going to happen. So I don't really care about that. It's just simply a different feel, a different environment, and you need to expose rookies to all the new stimuli that you possibly can so that they are ready come week one. I don't want that to be the first time a rookie goes out there.
Terry and Arnold played a little in preseason last year, right?
Yeah, he played a little bit, and I think it's even more so in the trenches because there's some communication, there's lineup, there's snap count, there's just a little bit of a different anticipation at the snap of the ball than there is you know, at other positions. And I will say this about all rookies. All rookies should see the field in the preseason. Some more, some less.
In all preseason games, Hall of Fame games kind of a bonus, but the next three preseason games, you want to see Ratlidge and you want to see Tyleek, in addition to Tesla and all the other rookies.
I don't know that I need to see him in all three.
Okay.
I need to see him tonight, and then I'll determine if I need to see them in both or in one of the next preseason games. But
the last one is probably the one that, you know, you don't need to see him, right? Those are the guys you're making final cuts on, last preseason game.
Sure. Yeah. But until I know what I'm getting tonight.
You may make the assessment they need it. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if they go out there and they fall on their face, I'm not gonna be concerned about it. I want to know then, just like Hendon Hooker, who's in year three, goes out there, falls on his face, how does he respond? I want to learn that about them as well. What type of character do they have? Obviously, we drafted them for a reason. We did all this research and background. We think they have, you know, this certain character. But until I see it, I don't really know. You don't know until you coach someone. You don't know until you see them in situations. So you need to, again, I'll use this word again, stimuli. You need to expose them to all the different stimuli at practice, at scrimmages against the Dolphins, against the Falcons, on the road, traveling, being able to travel and play. Like, they did it in college. No question. It's a little bit different in the NFL.
We got open lines. We're going to be talking Lions football for a good chunk of the show today. Tiger baseball as well. Tarek Skubal on the mound tonight. They need to get things right. They used to have a campaign, Who's Your Tiger? And it was full of all these, you know, future Hall of Famers and fan favorites. Coming up next, who's your Tiger that's going to fix this? It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. Well, listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on my morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, they used to do Who's Your Tiger? And, you know, people, it's Miggy. Miggy's my tiger. JV's my tiger. If you're downriver, Brandon Inge is my tiger. Ladies loved him. We want to know who your tiger is that's going to fix this. This the situation we find ourselves in where, yeah, John, they're still in first place in their division, but AJ Hinch is saying, hey, we got to pick it up. Who's your tiger?
Mm-hmm. This is a tough one because, I mean, the easy answer is Skubal. But Scoobal always fixes it. So I'm not going to say him in terms of who's going to fix it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know.
I know it's not only one player.
Right. That's the thing.
But I'm going to give you the chance.
Riley Green.
Okay.
Riley Green is the easy answer.
Okay.
Because he can't hit 200. He just cannot be that guy. And you could go through the entire lineup and say, this guy, this guy, this guy, if they did this. And I think Gleyber Torres has been consistent enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's been some slumps. Like, every major league ball player goes through slumps. Aaron Judge goes through slumps. Mm-hmm. But he's been most consistent. So I can't say him because he's kind of always been there. Now, he is the one that hit the home run against Toronto that, you know, helped pull them out of that losing 12 of 13 games.
Yeah.
But you've got to have somebody who's not been consistent be your tiger that fixes this.
Riley Green's a good one because there's too many uncompetitive at-bats, all the strikeouts, right? Those are, you're not putting the ball in play. You're not giving your guys a chance. He's the all-star. He's the guy. I respect that one. I had one pitcher, one reliever, one hitter, and that's kind of cheating.
Okay, Stoney.
So,
yeah. Wait a second. Who is your tiger?
Shot. So
tiger.
So it doesn't say who are.
Yeah, who are your tigers?
So what I'm going to have to do is distill it. Let me finish. I had one of each, and I know for the sake of this discussion, I can't steal everybody's thunder on the ticket text. I can't name the whole roster. I have to distill it down to one guy.
Did you just hear the angst that I went through to try and pick one?
I know. So I went with Matt Vierling.
Okay.
Because I looked at right-handed hitters on this team, and I think Torque has been fairly consistent, and Gleyber has been fairly consistent. Baez has not. Vierling was a key cog last year. He's still not through 100 at-bats. Like, he's got to get going here. He can play infield. He can play outfield. He can hit near the top of the order. He's a good base runner. He's just not on base enough. He's not providing enough oomph right now. He's a guy. He's my tiger, Matt Vierling.
Okay.
So nothing wrong with either of your selections. Riley Green has to, so it's... It to me, he's so obvious that he has to play like an all-star. Like, he's one of their best players. Your best players have to be your best players. But mine is Casey Mize, and I think it's very, very easy. He has got to be your two. He has got to help Scooble help the bullpen for the other starters who need the bullpen. He needs to get deeper in the games. He needs to give you quality starts, right? I know quality starts can be a overrated stat by some people, I think.
But six innings, three or fewer runs.
You need somebody after Scooble to give you quality starts. And I go back to the whole Jim Leland, you're as good as your starting pitching. I think the starting pitching has really caused a lot of this. The Tigers are not built like a team that can come back from bigger deficits. They actually did it for Mize in his last start. It's time for your number one pick to step up here.
I like that. Well, he was the starter, I was going to say. And if you look at July, he was terrible. 6 ERA in the month of July. He had a quality start in his first outing in August. We were penciling him in to be the number two starter in the postseason rotation. He has to look like that guy the rest of the way.
Like that since that Saturday night in Cleveland, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah, he has not been good. And it goes with the static of you guys yesterday. I mean, this team's allowing 5.4 runs per game. What, in the last 19, I think, or 20, last 22 is what it is.
That's no way to do this.
And as poor as the hitting's been and Green's been and Vierling needs to step up, I don't disagree with any of it. I also think Parker Meadows needs to get back up here and be your center fielder.
Well, he helped spark him last year.
Yeah. I would normally argue against a pitcher, because it's only one of every 5 days. But if you're talking about postseason success or even getting to the postseason, but it is, if you're going to pencil in a win for Scooble, and if you are bad enough over the remainder of the season, you're going to be playing in that wild card game. What do you need? You need two wins.
Yeah.
So who's going to be your number two to get you that second win?
Here's the other thing. You don't really trust a lot of the bullpen arms they added, like their projects for Fetter. How about a guy that was so critical a year ago? Tyler Holton.
Yeah,
because they can use him as an opener. They can use him for a bulk guy. They can use him as a late guy, a lefty specialist. Like if they
he's had a roller coaster season.
I know. It's
bad, good, bad.
And they've kind of followed.
Yeah.
That's another one. So who's your tiger? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, former Piston Malik Beasley was evicted from his high-rise apartment in downtown Detroit on Wednesday amid his gambling investigation and mounting financial problems. So the eviction order was filed 2 months after he was sued for failing to pay rent at the Stott. That's this historic high-rise apartment building, right? It's owned by Bedrock. He was sued twice by the landlord this year for failing to pay a collective of $21,500 in rent. But to be honest, that rent is really the least of his financial problems, right? He also owes money to a celebrity barber, a lender, a marketing firm, and a dentist, among, I'm sure, others.
There's probably others,
Yeah.
Adds up quick.
Sure does. Somebody is blowing up mailboxes in Troy, and police want the pranksters to know this is no joke. It's a crime. So on the night of July 26th, three mailboxes were hit, and police believe the boxes were picked at random. Nobody was targeted.
Yeah.
Police basically say it's summertime. Teens, youth have a lot of extra time on their hands, and they think that this, for some reason, is funny, damaging other people's property. But they said, you know what? It's a prank to them. But it is actually a crime, and it could be a federal offense. And he said, not only is it a crime, but it's also dangerous, right? And, and destructive. So let's not do that. Police are asking the community to look for any Ring doorbell footage they may have, any cell phone footage they may have that can help lead to whoever is responsible for this.
And you know, kids are going to brag at some point, right? If, if you know, hey, we did this on Friday night.
This is Johnson's mailbox.
Somebody's going to figure out who this is.
Yep. Listen to this story, you guys. There's a man who's facing charges for pooping in a pizza box.
No.
And then, yeah, sending it to a local restaurant.
Oh, to a restaurant, to a customer.
So, yeah. Well, okay. Hoping probably a customer would get it, because after this guy pooped in the pizza box, he walked into this restaurant, placed the box on the counter and said, hey, I got the wrong order. This one's not for me. And then he was also kind of going off, swearing, saying some things.
Of course.
And so the restaurant employee opened the box, found the pizza covered in
poo.
Poop.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's still standing there.
So I wonder, like, what's the goal? Are you hoping to watch somebody eat this pizza?
No one's going to eat it.
I know, but what's
your goal? Of course they're going to open up the box and say, well, what's wrong with the pizza? Oh, it has poop on it.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
Pizza, that's sacrilegious. Pizza is one of our great foods. Should never happen.
So anyway, this guy is facing misdemeanor charges of open lewdness and disorderly conduct.
There you go.
Nasty. A driver was arrested in Royal Oak Wednesday night for driving over 100 miles per hour in a construction zone. So there was a Michigan State Police trooper who was on patrol, and they saw this Dodge Durango traveling, obviously, very fast on 696. It was in a 60 mile per hour active construction zone. This driver was tracked going 101 miles per hour before being stopped. During the stop, the driver did let the officer know that he had a handgun in a backpack in the front seat. So the weapon was seized. The driver was arrested. And now Michigan State Police are just reminding everybody that driving over 100 miles per hour in a construction zone does not only put, obviously, the driver at risk, it also dangers the workers in that zone and other drivers. So they're offering tips, which I think we all know, but minimize distractions when you're in a construction zone, obey workers and signs, don't speed or tailgate, pay attention, be patient and calm.
Yep. And use the zipper method as you entered it.
Yes, exactly. Now, this sounds gross, even to me, who you all know I am a ketchup lover, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I use ketchup with everything.
It's like a food group for you.
It is. But apparently, this is pretty good. Heinz and Smoothie King just debuted a ketchup smoothie.
No.
And multiple reports are saying it's really good. So they announced it after Smoothie King teased it earlier this week with a post that said, if tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? And now it's not just ketchup in the smoothie. There's actual fruit, strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, acai, sorbet, and things like that. But there is
ketchup
too.
Okay. Well,
but anyway.
Well, thanks. No, would you try it?
Oh, yeah, I would try it.
Of course you would. It's Heather with the news. Hey, coming up next, Amik Robertson became a fan favorite with his work against Justin Jefferson late in the season last year. He's going to play an important role for the Lions. You'll hear from him next, plus his favorite movie. Might surprise you, 97.1. Shout out to Amik Robertson. They're going to need him, especially with the news. Ennis Rakestraw done for the season.
Yeah.
Guy can't catch a break.
No.
Well, actually, he's catching too many breaks.
Yeah. But I love the fact that we have some really good personalities on the team. Not just great players, but we like to be able to pair those together. And this team has some really good personalities. So it's been a lot of fun. It was fun for us to be down at camp. I know Carson Anderson are going to be down there next week. A bunch more during the intra-squad scrimmages between.
Those are going to be a lot of fun.
They'll be a lot of fun, yeah. So hopefully they'll get some players as well. And it's just nice to be able to have some guys that you could talk to and the answers aren't just yes, no. They give you a little bit of pizzazz with it.
This DB room's got some personality for sure. It's oozing personality. Tom is so frustrated behind the scenes today. He's like, Rakestraw, another one of these second round picks. He's like, Hendon Hooker hasn't panned out. You want to speak to some of this, how you're feeling today?
Well, I mean, Hooker's job is on the line tonight in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I know some people don't think the backup QB is a big deal. If Goff goes down, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have somebody that's serviceable that you can survive a game with. I just don't understand why they drafted him. I never did. I hated it from the beginning. He literally would drop back and make a throw like in 2 seconds at Tennessee. It was a very simple, simple offense.
Well, they thought they could coach him. I mean, that's the thought. They thought there was talent.
Sometimes you gotta check your arrogance.
Well, okay, but hold on. It's not arrogance. It's they were looking at trying to find value. And I know that there's a whole list of guys that they could have drafted that would have been on the field performing. It was, can we take a shot on this guy in the third round? And if he hits, then we have one of the great stories, the great values in the NFL, because we have a third round pick that's our starting quarterback, who a lot of people did think that besides the injury, that hadn't happened, he would have been a first round value.
Has anybody been taken later in that draft at quarterback that they should have taken instead?
Oh, no.
They were taking a risk.
Sure.
That Goff hadn't been extended. Yeah, they could go with a veteran backup, and at this point they probably should if Hooker can't get it done.
Yeah.
But at the time, it wasn't just, oh, we want a backup quarterback. They wanted someone with starter upside because they had not yet extended Jared Goff.
Yeah.
It made sense at the time.
I just think it could have been fourth round. You know, if you want to hit the jackpot, and the Goff thing is a great point. It is the one point to draft a QB because they still weren't sure that they were going to commit to him.
Right.
The bigger one is Rakestraw. I mean, is this guy going to ever make a play on the field for this team?
Well, we won't know until maybe next year.
26. Right. And it's just like you sit there and you drafted a corner already in Arnold. You signed Amik Robertson. I just never understood the pick from the beginning when they were starting to get long in the tooth, the offensive line. We were anticipating an early Ragnow exit. And the guy that went right after him is a starter for the Ravens offensive line, Roger Rosengarten.
Yeah.
Didn't have the best of games last night. John watched. Yeah. I didn't, but you told me.
Yeah.
But he was a 66.9 PFF ranking as a rookie. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, starting on a good team.
He is fit to play guard, but could play right tackle. Was it going to make Taylor Decker uncomfortable because you'd move Sewell to left and then Rosengarten could be your right potentially? I don't know. I just thought the need was offensive line. The next corner, and he was falling, by the way, in the draft. He was projected to be potentially a first rounder. I scratch my head, and I know criticizing Brad Holmes is, you know, you can't do that in this town, can you?
No, you can. And you should, but it's,
thank you.
You said I had something up my butt today.
Well, I didn't put it that way.
Most
but sure.
times when you get that alert, that's usually the case as well.
I know you can't criticize Brad Holmes. John did with his first second round pick, Levi Onwuzurike. I mean, the second round historically for the franchise has not been good.
No, I mean, there's really only been 1 year, and that was Laporta and Branch.
It's a hell of a year to have two good second round picks.
Yeah, that builds you a lot of cachet of being able to draft in the second round.
And they need this year's second round pick to be the best of the bunch.
Right, and yes, we can criticize Brad Holmes. It doesn't mean we want him fired. He's still one of the best general managers, and he's still maybe one of the top three, you could say top two drafters in the NFL, because when we talk to him, like it's the side effect of drafting so well that you then have to pay all these guys. When we ask him about the salary cap, we ask him about paying Aiden Hutchinson. Like, some of these are getting a little complicated because he has drafted well. And so if he can't figure out how to draft in the second round, I mean, okay, And we could always, in hindsight, look back. The one thing going into that draft that we knew, yes, we knew the offensive line was getting long in the tooth. We also knew that pass defense was horrific the prior year, and they needed help in the secondary. They did go get, Carlton Davis, yes, was brought in, and it was Amik Robertson, but then it was Terrion Arnold in the first round. You can never have too many good players in the secondary. This is a passing league, and you're in a conference, and the Bears may not be great, you know, in the past couple of years, but one of the things that they do have is really good wide receivers. Now, quarterback's been an issue. Wide receivers with the Minnesota Vikings. There's probably only two or three other teams in the NFL that have the weapons that the Vikings have. But again, we can argue about the quarterback. And Green Bay, you know, I mean, they are trying to be better. They just drafted a receiver in the first round. So it is a passing league. You need depth at that position. The issue with Rakestraw, and I didn't have a huge issue when they drafted him because of the need in the secondary. His issue since he's been in the league is he's following the path of Levi Onwuzurike. Can't stay healthy.
Right. And I said to Jim before the show, I don't think you heard this part. It was like Brad left the draft on autopilot, like auto draft. It was like fit team need. You know,
best player available, who's ever left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, too, if you take Rosengarten there, then you're probably not drafting Manu. So then who are you taking there? You see what I'm saying?
Well, like, there's one's already starting on an offensive line in the NFL. I mean, I think that's...
Yeah, but nobody... yes, if you take Rosengarten at that time, you're probably not taking Manu.
I think I'm okay with that, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Especially seeing what we've seen to this point.
Yeah. Ticket Texture says, we got to balance this out. For every Hooker, Martin, Manu, and Rakestraw, there's a St. Brown, McNeil, Joseph, and Mahogany all drafted outside the first round. And Some of those guys on day three that have been starters, all pros,
yeah,
lead contributors. Okay. Tom said that Hendon Hooker's playing for his job tonight. Want to explore that after the update. The rookies, will we see Tate Ratledge, whom we expect a lot of this season? Will we see Tyleek Williams? And John, what do you think about getting these rookies in this preseason game? That's next, 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.